podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, we'll get to your ideas momentarily for the return of the Dank Tank, turning ideas into high profit. And perhaps you're not used to hearing these voices at this hour. Summer hours officially have begun on K-Rock, your Klein Alley show. Studio still smells of tequila and Sublime. World premiered a brand new song, which I think we'll probably give you again before we get out of here. And I'm sure we'll hear it throughout the day on K-Rock called Ensenada. Thank you again, Jacob, Eric, stopping by to debut your music here first. This hour on the show, you want to win yourself a cabana? As someone on the text line pointed out, 714, I don't understand how there's so much talk of cabana, but so little sound of Cabana Klein. Cabana Klein does not make appearances unless Omar decides Cabana Klein makes appearances. And
we
right
can't
now,
just Cabana Klein all over the place. No. And it won't feel the same.
That's apparently what I do when I get in a cabana. I woo. I woo like a single lady on ladies' night.
Yeah.
I'm like a woo girl.
And when you actually did this woo, what was the scenario again? I forget.
I don't know.
I think you were in Vegas wearing one of those really loud shirts.
Oh, probably. It sounds like that. Yeah, I sound annoying. I wish someone would have just thrown me in the
and
pool.
It was like matching with your shorts, too.
Right.
It was so obnoxious.
Right, that's right. I wanted everyone to know I was in Vegas, so get ready. We got a lot to get to this hour. I'm Klein. That's Allie.
Hi.
Jake the Nerd back there. DJ Omar Khan, audio sniper in the back room.
Postmaster. The hot dog.
Oh, that's right. It's the National Hot Dog Day. Vanessa loves the hot dog. Maybe we'll listen. Maybe we'll listen to that fake Wiener Schnitzel commercial she thought she booked that we made her do.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
I got to find that audio.
Well, because she couldn't pronounce Wiener Schnitzel.
Could not.
And then we reached out to Uncle Scott, the sales guy, and said, hey, can you send her, fake endorsement for Wiener Schnitzel and say, hey, I heard you guys talking about this. Wiener Schnitzel's interested. Can you do a spec for us? And she recorded the entire thing, and it ended up being gold. She never got the actual sponsor.
Never got paid.
Wiener Schnitzels.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I have it here if you want to hear it.
You have the
yes,
commercial?
I just put it in the system. It's on your end. You should see
all
it.
All right, hold on. This is very exciting. This is not a real commercial. This is something that Vanessa thought that she was going to get paid to do. But then again, it was just us messing with her, wasting a lot of her time. She spent hours trying to get this exactly right. I think she spent... Yeah, here it is. They can take a listen. This is good stuff here.
Wiener Schnitzel is bringing back a fan favorite. My lips are watering for the return of the 12-inch hot dog. It's a perfectly plump, 12-inch classic Wiener Schnitzel wrap in maple bacon. And can I just say, wow, it's juicy, it's yummy, and for a limited time, it's only $5.99 or $8.99 with fries and a drink. Don't sleep on this Wiener Schnitzel's feast for your mouth, because it's only here for a limited time, and this hot dog is gone. You'll be saying, I love... the hot dog. Search for Wiener Schnitzel location near you by going to wienerschnitzel.com/wienerschnitzel location. Or download the Wiener Schnitzel app using promo code Vanessa Loves Wiener Schnitzel.
I can't believe that wasn't real.
Oh my God, I need to play
they
that.
Missed out.
Every commercial break.
They
Vanessa,
missed out.
That was amazing.
Wiener Schnitzel, that's available for purchase if you'd
that's
like to advertise. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock. Good morning. Killers from Las Vegas. We'd love to send you there. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. You can go see Sublime, the band that was just in this studio, world premiering new music. And it will be at the Fear and Loathing Sublime in Las Vegas show happening at the Park MGM. All you got to do to qualify is win yourself into a Sublime show here locally, Vans Warped Tour show. So you get to already see a ton of bands there. And that'll be happening at 9, noon, 3, and 6 all week long. Next chance to win coming up at noon today. And then, of course, you get them at 3 and at 6 with the great Kevin Ryder back on K-Rock. We have open phones now for you on the Dank Tank, which means your ideas could become the next million and or billion dollar industry. Here are some of the previous ideas we've heard.
So what if they had cereals mixed with other cereals?
Call it a drunk pillow. It's the drunk pillow.
I'm listening.
I think he's explained it.
Yes, the drunk pillow.
Okay, it's a firewood log, like in a fire pit. It's infused with pot or like cigarette tobacco, nicotine.
Any idea you've ever had while high or potentially just while sober and dumb, we would love to hear from you. We will decide if we want to invest our actual money in your idea. And better yet, we could give you some tickets to go to Wild Rivers, where you could bask in the sun and think of your idea, plus $100 food and beverage credit and a cabana for four. where you may see that guy yelling. So if you want in on that, give us a call now. The Dank Tank will officially commence in moments at 800-520-1067. K-Rock. Turn your high deals into high profits now. It's K-Rock. We are Clan Alley's show. Welcome to Summer Hours. Let's go ahead and give you the opportunity to battle it out for our actual money, where we will potentially invest real money in your high deals, or better yet, our favorite one will get themselves a cabana for four, Wild Rivers Water Park, $100 food and beverage credit. Consider that munchie money. The last time we did the Dank Tank Alley, I believe this was the winning submission we received.
So my idea is for a hoodie, like a sweater, and the top of your sweater has a hole for the woman's ponytail or male or...
If you remember that, it's just right. A sweater with a hole in it for a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you've got a sweatshirt with the hood up...
Yeah.
You have this weird you have this weird bump on the back of your head, so it's good to have that ponytail.
By the way, not a bad idea, because I just saw a hat that's like that.
Well, yeah, but hats have that natural...
Aren't all hats like
that? No, it has a slit. Yeah, it has a little slit in the back of it for a ponytail.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like a ball cap or like a big...
No, like a baseball cap, yep.
What?
With a slit, like in the back, for the ponytail to come out of.
Stop saying slit so much. It's okay.
What is it, though?
Jeez.
Sorry.
It's a slit.
It's a slit hat.
It's a slit hat.
I'm all about slit hats. It's all right. I don't think we need to hear any of the other submissions.
Time for the day. Allie, stop eating your hat. Time for the Dank Tank. Here we go. Dank Tank, come on.
Come on.
No, that's the wrong one. Dank Tank, come on.
My idea is called the Blunt Etiquette Book.
Lego or Kinect set that you can put together, and you got your pipe or ball.
It's called the Dankometer.
Bug repellent, if they could make it smokable.
Instead of having a tree in your mirror, we're going to have, like, weed leaves hanging, bruh.
It's Vicodin for your mouth. We should put popcorn out of business and start serving mac and cheese.
All right, let's head over to Melissa. First one out of the gate. Go ahead. We will not judge. We may invest or we may not. Melissa, you're up first in the Dank Tank whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Sweet
Dibbits. Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibs.
So my idea is actually for the men, some boxers with a fan. And of course, it has to have like a mesh to protect the manscape area. But especially with the summer heat, I think like to cool down there.
Ball, it gets ball a little fans. Sticky.
Boxers with a built-in fan. I understand the comfort part of it, but the danger part of it, even with mesh, is very scary. I don't know if I would take the risk.
One of those little fence things over it. That's what she said. Just put the mesh over it. It won't bother you.
It's just the moving blades to create any sort of a real wind down there.
They can be like the silicone plasticky stuff. Like the handheld fans already have that kind of material.
Yeah, so you know, Klein, like the inflatable eagle costumes that we had, or they have like that little, it blows air.
Right, I get it.
But it's not like a blade. It's not like something that could cut you, but it does feel like you're getting some air circulation in that area.
I mean, it's funny. I have thought about, never really put this together like you just did. I have thought about the concept of cooling. I had a friend that used to keep his underwear in the freezer.
Ooh, that sounds so awful.
And then you put it on, but how that can't stay cold. I mean, I told him, what do you get, 5 minutes of cool?
No, you get
the
satisfaction of putting them on and going, it's so cold.
But I don't even think that would feel good. The idea is during the day.
No, it would feel terrible.
All right, that's, you know what, Melissa, I'd love to hate it, but it's not a terrible, we'd have to figure, do you have a name for your boxers with the fan built in for men?
No, we'll just go with Moxers for now.
Moxers. All right, first idea out of the gate. It's the Dank Tank. No such thing as a bad idea.
I don't know how much air can get in there, though. You know, if you've got the boxer briefs, then there's not really a lot of room for air anyway.
When the motor of the fans start getting hot?
Well, there's a lot we'd have to figure out. And is it...
Especially if it's like the location is important. Like, is it between your ass cheeks? Is it in front of the genitals?
You got to go Marilyn Monroe style. Between the legs.
I see. On the thigh.
Yeah, you have to blow up.
Yeah.
I just don't think... It would be very expensive, too.
It'd be funny if it was loud.
It's just like, oh, that's my ball fan. I'm sorry.
I'm in a meeting. Carry on.
It would help with crop dusting.
Let me say that. That's a good point. It'd be terrible if you fart. Eddie, let's go ahead and turn this thing around. You got a high idea? What's up?
What's up, bud? Yeah, I got an idea that was, you guys helped me think of it, but it's called Your Vest Buddy, right? So it's a vest that you can put your drinks in, and you can sneak them into the concerts and whatnot.
Why did we help you think of that? Because Allie's a lesbian and wears a lot of vests, or what was the reason?
Yeah, she wore that Grinch vest.
God damn it, enough with the Grinch vest. It was Nicole's.
She did look like the Grinch. That's a good point. Yeah, she could have snuck a lot of stuff in there. Should have snuck a better vest
in there.
Should
have seen my slits.
So it's a vest just for sneaking. They do have a lot of things built to sneak booze into events.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff you can buy like in that
fake
category.
Pregnancy beer belly and the fake pregnancy belly and all that stuff. But
yeah, and the fake tampons.
Oh, that's right, the fake tampons.
You can put vodka in them.
Yeah, it turns out we could sneak things in, but Vest Buddy, I like the name Vest Buddy. I feel like there is a...
Sounds like a nerd.
This is my virgin friend.
This is my vest buddy.
My pocket protector.
Hello.
Veronica, welcome to K-Rock. It is the Dank Tank. Any idea could be a good one and could be your next billion-dollar idea. What's up?
God, I've been waiting for my billion-dollar idea. Good morning, sweet dip.
Sweet dip.
The whole crew.
It won't be a waste because the reality is you could end up with a cabana and we could end up actually giving you our money. So don't think of it like a waste to share with us.
It's not a waste to share with you guys. You guys are the best. You guys can make things happen. You move mountains.
That's right. That's true. There's a fat joke out.
We are the mountains.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got my own. Don't worry. I'm right there with you, girl. So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My high idea. I'm already high, sorry.
Right, we know.
Okay. So these are for the smokers in the bunch who smoke Nick and vape. It would be a contraption that has both of them in it. So you wouldn't have to, one, buy both of them, or two, carry both of them. Because as a stoner, I'm always losing things.
I hate how big cigarettes are.
No, but I get, like, you can buy nicotine vapes and you can buy weed vapes. Why wouldn't you make a nicotine weed vape?
Similar to Nerds, that half of it is one flavor and half of it is another flavor. Nerds candy, right? You would figure out a way to do a half and half vape. And that's, you know...
And you can have them be the same flavor. They can be different flavors. I mean, you remember the spliff.
Yeah.
Rolling a proper spliff was an art form.
Do you have a name for this, Veronica?
Oh, my goodness. I do not. I'm going to leave it up to you and your crew.
All right. Let me think about this for a second. It's a halfy, so it's a half vape, half weed vape, half tobacco, or nicotine, I guess, is what she's into. Wouldn't you get confused half the time and be like, it's my smoke break and now I'm super high? Or no? I guess you'd have to figure out a way to keep that
clean. I think it's something that I would bring to a concert where I know that I don't want to smoke my weed vape and then switch to my nicotine vape. I'd rather just have them both in the same thing so I just have one vape instead of two. Sounds great.
Yeah, I had an idea for a vape that didn't have anything bad in it, just like flavors of great foods. Like a vape that was no nicotine, no tobacco. Just like,
I'm not addicted to anything. I'm just fat. I need to taste a cheeseburger right now outside of this concert.
Yeah, imagine like every time I leave a concert and I smell bacon wrapped hot dogs, I have to get a bacon wrapped hot dog. But what if I just had a vape of a bacon wrapped hot dog and I just got the flavor of it without having to eat the bacon? And then I could switch to...
Yeah, but that's like chewing something and not being able to swallow it.
I don't know. I think it would have the same effect. Like a couple of different vape without the bad... You know, usually there's something bad tied to it.
But even those like flavors that they have where it's like vanilla bean and you're like, this smells so nice. But then you ingest it and it's kind of got this weird taint to it.
But how often do you walk into like a Cinnabon at the mall? You're like, oh man, this place smells awesome. But you don't necessarily need anything. It's just the smells.
Yeah, but you think the taste would have that same satisfaction?
Well, that's for the scientists to figure out. That's for my vest buddy to figure out. Brian on K-Rock, hi.
What the fuck is it?
Okay.
What's up, Brian? He said, what's a succulent?
Oh, okay.
We can allow that. That's FCC approved. Okay. What's up, Brian?
Not much. I've got an ice cream scooper that heats itself up so you can dip right into the ice cream as soon as you pull it out of the freezer.
An ice cream scooper that heats up. I think this exists already.
It does?
If it doesn't, it should, because it is really smart.
Well, because everyone does that warm water trick where you put it in warm water and then you scoop it.
Yeah, or you put the whole pint in the microwave and screw up the consistency of the ice cream. I think that exists. We have to look into that. If that's an original idea, it's a good one. You shouldn't have wasted it with us. Susie on K-Rock. Good morning. Welcome to the Dank Tank.
Good morning, sweet
dips.
What's up?
I have an idea for an alarm clock
that lights your joint for you when it goes off, kind of like the ones that make you a cup of coffee or make bacon.
Oh, yeah. The alarm clock that makes bacon is interesting because you can put the pieces in there before bed and then it heats up in the morning. You wake up to the smell of bacon. They have a coffee one, too, that does that. So one that would actually roll. I guess.
If that goes wrong, you have a house fire in your hands.
Right. And it would already be in the alarm, but then it would just light it.
Yeah, if you're like a wake and bake type where you need like weed to start your day, I could see why that would be helpful. You could also just keep a jar of joints.
Yet another fire in Los Angeles County because someone started their weed alarm clock. 510 had a great idea, a security tarp for your car. You glue a bunch of trash to one side of the tarp, hide your stuff under the tarp.
I've seen this on
from outside, it looks like you have a bunch of trash in your car.
So I saw it on TikTok. There's someone that invented something called a trash blanket, and that's exactly what it is. It is a blanket covered in trash that you throw over whatever valuables you want to leave in your car.
Oh, my God, great idea, because then you look inside the window, and you're like, ugh, hoarder.
Right, person's grosser than I am. I'm going to leave
probably
it
probably smells in there.
Joey, we give you the final word. We've got to make a decision here. It's the Dank Tank on K-Rock. What's up?
Sweet Divis, dong, dong.
Dong, dong, what's
my
up?
My idea is I'm sick right now, and I would like to get high, but I don't want to, like, get my throat more scratchy. So if they made, like, NyQuil and DayQuil with THC in it already, indica or sativa based on nighttime or daytime, then you could take medicine and not feel like a dirtbag for still wanting to get high.
All right. These are all strong ideas.
We've got to
think about it for a second.
Have to forget all those ideas.
Yeah, forget everything we just heard. We've got to decide if we're going to invest our actual money. We've got to give away a cabana. We'll do that all after this, and then your takeaways as we wrap up today's show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On K-Rock. We're wrapping up today's show here on K-Rock. Klein Alley Show is coming to an end, but fear not. You get more K-Rock all day long and more of those Sublime tickets coming up again in about an hour. At noon, just whatever it is you're doing now, don't be jealous of us. We're going to a big company meeting. Yeah. It's going to be great. Takeaways from today's show. Congratulations, Susie, who just won the Dank Tank. She got herself some tickets to Wild Rivers Water Park, Cabana, and $100 food and beverage credit. Thank you for all the participation in the show. Thank you, Sublime.
Fine. Someone's already had a costume out there.
Oh, my God.
Is it Johnny?
Really? Is it Johnny dressed like a bee again?
God, I just...
Someone's in a costume
for the
meeting?
Why do we have to do... Just do the thing and move on.
Is somebody dressed with a vagina on their face?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not a costume.
Whoa! I could pick it out of the lineup.
Oh, wait, is it a theme? Is there a theme to the meeting?
Someone's dressed like a shark.
Come on. Really?
Oh, because it is Shark Week coming up?
No, that can't be it.
They're going to eat more jobs away.
Maybe that's what it is.
And take a chomp out of the sales department.
That's the employment shark.
Oh, that's a fun way to get fired.
Yeah, I like it now. Bye, employment shark.
Is that a great white? No, it's a great pig slip.
I'm going to take a bite out of your salary.
There go your benefits. Well, this company is always finding fun ways to make these meetings more fun. We hope we don't get bit by the employment shark. They're circling.
No, don't come for K-Rock.
They have been referring to us all as chum lately. I don't know why, but now it makes sense. All right, well, we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll be here tomorrow. Maybe we won't be. Who knows? That's going to be a fun meeting.
She's coming this way. Hurry up. Let's get out of here.
There's an adult. Are you telling me you saw an adult walking around in a shark costume?
Yes.
That's
she's
not,
right there.
You sure it's not Eric from Sublime who's confused?
No, she has little fins. Actually, that is Eric.
Okay. He did say happy Halloween on the way out the studio, so I get it. All right. Well, on that note, we've got to go to the company meeting, but we'll do some takeaways, get out of here, and then fill you in on everything that happened tomorrow with the brand new unemployment shark circling the waters here at K-Rock. All right. What do we got?
All right. Let's see. 774, my takeaway is sometimes vanilla bean tastes like taint. 626, my takeaway is dogs have to be white to be super.
Yeah, Vanessa said that.
So just messed up, Vanessa.
Very messed up.
818, my takeaway is nothing says I love you like a tissue of splooge.
That was the craziest petty claims court I've ever experienced. And if you missed it, check out the podcast. There's a couple that's been married for 2 years, and I don't know if their marriage is going to survive the conversation that happened today during the podcast. Please check it out and share it with some other people as well.
562, my takeaway is the new term for nerd is vest buddy. 408, my takeaway is Johnny does well with a dick boss. 818, vagina fat is good for the face. 818, good morning, Barb. And 310, my takeaway is spitting is fun.
We got to get that employee in here that had the surgery. I didn't even know it was a real thing. We're not making this up. We're not trying to be graphic for the sake of being graphic. But she had legitimate stuff moved from her lady parts to her face as part of some sort of a...
Gotta love LA, right?
I don't know what the hell it
is.
Weird.
They're like, we have this new age thing, right? We're going to take your vagina. We're going to hack it off. We're going to put some of it on your face. You boom, you're a new woman.
I want that. I want that.
Sold.
All right, how much?
What do you think that cost? I mean, if you had to guess. That's got to be.
I don't know how much plastic surgery costs. $20,000?
Who do you even go to for that? A gyno? Who does
Yeah,
that
right.
Surgery?
Do you go to a plastic surgeon or do you go to an OBG?
And the other question is, and this is, I mean, I got a million questions for her. Let's do an AMA with her. Let's get her
AMA
in.
AMA with a vagina fat.
Let's get her in here tomorrow. I got to find out these questions. I know she probably doesn't want to go public about it, but boy.
Maybe
she'd
go public with us.
We could use the voice changer.
Yeah, we'll use the voice changer. Yeah. That's a good idea.
We change it too.
We got to go. What's your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
Salvador is a stalker.
Yeah,
he apparently. Sure is. That was weird.
Thank you, Sublime, for stopping by. Speaking of which, Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is I feel extra bad today for orphan socks.
Orphan socks. They always get coated first. And finally, Omar, takeaway?
Good karma.
Good karma. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the complete show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Try to do it better. Omar, take us out. This time, don't stutter.
They feel that,
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.